Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says women are playing prominent role across diverse sectors. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav says voluntary blood donation key to saving lives. BJP Nagaland hails 12 years of transformative governance under PM Modi. And Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton and Minister Temjan M. Nalong condemns killing of 6 Naga civilians in Kangpokpe. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that from financial inclusion and entrepreneurship to education, healthcare, sanitation, housing, sports, science and governance, women are playing a prominent role across diverse sectors. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the growing participation of women in emerging fields such as drone technology is opening new avenues of opportunity and transforming the development landscape across the nation. Earlier, speaking in a program, the Prime Minister noted that over the last 12 years, the India government has worked to further women-led development, and this is visible across sectors.
आज भारत women-led development की राह पर चल पड़ा।
हमारी सरकार ने महिलाओं के लिए सारे रास्ते खोल दिए।
हमने करोड़ों महिलाओं के लिए शौचालय बनवाकर उनका सम्मान बढ़ाया। हमने उज्ज्वला सिलेंडर देकर उन्हें धुएं जैसी तकलीफों से भी बचाया।
दशकों से हमारी बहनों के पास हुनर भी था, मेहनत भी थी, लेकिन उन्हें पूंजी और अवसर नहीं मिलते थे। 3 करोड़ महिलाओं को लखपति दीदी बनाने का जो संकल्प किया था वो पूरा हो चुका है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi further added that the government is actively supporting self-help groups, which are going a long way in making women financially independent. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav has emphasized the importance of regular voluntary blood donation in saving lives and ensuring safe and sustainable blood supply for the patients in need. Speaking at the observance of World Blood Donor Day 2026 today in Kohima, the governor said that global campaign encourages people to donate blood, helping healthcare systems meet growing demand for blood transfusions. He also appreciated efforts of voluntary blood donors in Nagaland, describing them as backbone of a reliable blood supply system. The governor shared that he has donated blood 36 times over the years and also pledged to donate his eyes to help the people in need.
I am particularly encouraged by the growing movement of voluntary blood donation in Nagaland. Our voluntary donors are the foundation for a safe and sustainable blood supply that meets needs of patients requiring their selfless service deserves our deepest appreciation and continued support. Let us all embrace the spirit of this year theme and work together to build a healthier, more caring and human society.
The governor urged educational institutions, civil society organizations and citizens to volunteer and become regular blood donors, stating that every unit of blood donation is a gift of hope and chance to save a life. The event was organized by the Kohima District Planning and Development Board in collaboration with the Voluntary Blood Donors Association, Nagaland. Bharatiya Janata Party in Nagaland today commemorated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's completion of 12 years in office, describing the period as one of transformative governance, economic growth, welfare expansion and enhanced global recognition for India. Addressing a press conference at the BJP State Office Kohima, Mr. Patton said the Prime Minister's leadership had resulted in significant gains across multiple sectors, including poverty alleviation, infrastructure development, digital transformation and social welfare. He highlighted several flagship welfare programs, noting that over 81 crore people receive free food grains every month and more than 4 crore houses have been constructed under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. He added that over 10.5 crore rural households have been connected with tap water under the Jal Jeevan Mission.
Under his leadership, India became the fastest growing major economy and solidified its geopolitical influence as the voice of the global South. The 12 years of Modi government in office have been dedicated to trust, development, and public welfare. His history, milestone marks, and extraordinary journey of public service.
Meanwhile, Tourism and Higher Education Minister Temjan M. Nalong described the last 12 years as a defining chapter in India's development journey, stating that the country is moving steadily towards the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Mr. Along expressed confidence that India would continue to register rapid progress under Modi's leadership and emerge as a leading global power in the years ahead. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Yanthongo Patton and Minister for Tourism and Higher Education Temjan Imna Along today condemned the killing of six Naga civilians in Manipur's Kangpokpi district, describing the incident as tragic, shocking and a setback to ongoing efforts to restore peace in the region. Speaking to media persons on the sidelines of an event, Mr. Patton termed the killings very unfortunate and said the incident was contrary to expectations of peace and mutual understanding among communities. Referring to the earlier abduction of 14 Kuki civilians, Mr. Patton noted that the hostages had been released unharmed by Naga militants. He questioned why the six Naga men were allegedly killed despite hopes that the situation would be resolved peacefully.
It is very unfortunate. We never expected that our militants will massacre civils in this manner. When our Naga militants have kidnapped 14 Kuki civilians, we have released them without any harm. But I don't know why our Kuki militants have massacred, killed, assassinated our six Naga brothers. It is very unfortunate.
Meanwhile, Minister Along described the incident as a grave tragedy that had shaken hopes for reconciliation and peace. He said the killing of the six Naga civilians in Kangpokpi was a shocking incident and one that breaks the very cause of humanity. India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. Akashvani News brings you a special feature, 12 Saal Vishwas Ke Vikas Ke Jan Kalyan Ke. Today, we focus on the measures taken by the government towards positioning India as a global leader through its foreign policy.
Over the last 12 years, India has emerged as a formidable global leader driven by bold initiatives that fuse ambition with action. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership has anchored these efforts in responsibility and inclusivity, ensuring India's voice resonates across global platforms. India strengthened its old relationships while making new friends, infusing fresh energy into India's foreign policy while keeping the principle of India first supreme. Humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations are a vital part of India's global engagement. Cyclone Ditwa made landfall on the eastern coast of Sri Lanka in November 2025, leaving hundreds dead, thousands displaced, and critical infrastructure damaged. Standing in solidarity with the people of Sri Lanka, India launched Operation Sagar Bandhu to provide immediate humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. The effort brought together the Indian Navy, Air Force, Army and disaster response teams in a coordinated rescue and relief operation. India provided comprehensive support to Sri Lanka, including immediate relief supplies, medical aid, search and rescue assistance, and restoration of damaged infrastructure. The major highlight of India's foreign policy came during the COVID-19 crisis, when it launched the Vaccine Maitri initiative as a testament to its human-centric diplomacy. Since January 2021, India has supplied over 30.12 crore vaccine doses to 99 countries and two UN bodies. India's commitment to humanitarian aid and regional partnerships is anchored in the civilizational ethos of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the countdown to the International Day of Yoga enters its ninth day today. This year's theme is Yoga for Health, for Healthy Aging, highlighting the importance of balance, strength and inner calm at every stage of life. Akashvani News, Kohima brings a special series on the benefits of practicing yoga in the run-up to the occasion. Today's focus is on balance. Simple yoga postures such as Vrikshasana or the tree pose helps improve stability, concentration and endurance. Regular practice strengthens the legs and core muscles while enhancing confidence in movement. As we count down to International Day of Yoga, let us reaffirm our commitment to a healthier and more balanced future. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says women are playing prominent role across diverse sectors. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav says voluntary blood donation key to saving lives. BJP Nagaland hails 12 years of transformative governance under PM Modi. And Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton and Minister Temjan Imnalong condemns killing of 6 Naga civilians in Kangpokpi. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.